The Redemption of Antichrist, a Symbolic Drama by Norman Hobble. Produced first at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, on Saturday, February 2nd, 1963, and again on Sunday, February 17th, 1963. This drama was presented in memory of Professor Henry Ryman, who frequently encouraged my continuance in this particular work, says Dr. Norman Howell. Brief note on the background to the play. In the year 597 BC, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, invaded Palestine, captured the city of Jerusalem, and took many of the leaders and the people into exile in Babylon. Among these exiles, located on the river Chebar in Babylon, was the Israelite prophet Ezekiel and his wife. Some years later, Nebuchadnezzar returned to Jerusalem, killed the puppet king Zedekiah, whom he had placed on the Jerusalem throne, burned the temple of the Israelites in Jerusalem, and destroyed the city, 586 BC, as Jeremiah the prophet had predicted. It was at this time that the well-known second deportation of Israelites to Babylon took place. Our story revolves around the years which immediately preceded and followed the destruction of Jerusalem by King Nebuchadnezzar. The plot of the story is derived in part from the biblical narrative. Of the major characters, Caleb alone is not a biblical figure. That the viewer who is not well acquainted with the biblical language may better understand the play, it needs to be noted that of the major characters, the prophet Ezekiel bears the title Son of Man in the Old Testament, a title which is employed as a self-designation of Jesus Christ in the New Testament, while King Nebuchadnezzar appears in Daniel as a prototype of the Antichrist figure described in the New Testament. The language of the play is also colored by the fact that the land of Babylon, where the Israelites dwell in exile and where most of the action takes place, is also the traditional site of the Garden of Eden. The cast, following the introduction by Dr. Norman Hobble and Professor John Fitzer, include members of the Concordia Seminary Drama Society in order of appearance: Caleb, Fred Lawson; Shemaiah, James Pingle; Mara, Patricia Menzing; Ezekiel, Robert Cole; Ahab, William Reinhardt; Messenger, Trenton Farrell; Queen, Donna Livingston; attendants to the Queen, Susan Childs and Carolyn Miller; Captain, Arthur Krentz; Priest, David Trumper; Baruch, Dennis Heidorn; Rachel, Sandra Brockmeyer; Nebuchadnezzar, Joseph Menzing; Fugitive, Jay Decker; Soldiers, Gary Logan and James Stalder. The production was under the direction of Gary Logan and Del Weinholt, lighting by Fred Mildenberger, scenery Pat Eckert and James Childs, direction by Dr. Norman Hobble and David Schramm, music by Ira Herr and the Brass Choir, and the advisor, John Fitzer. The Redemption of Antichrist, a Symbolic Drama by Norman Hobble.
problem is, those kids that we didn't squeeze them in as followers, the followers of Jerusalem, the day of the Lord, the exiles of Israel, the strange ones of the Creator. But there is some consequence, symbolic years, epic years, historical years, defining time.
Happens. We are ready.
depth of your bitterness. Great God, who is the blessing of heaven and the blessing of heaven, created by us to the blessed God, as the innocuous gift, the perfect gift, to be able to escape the thought of the salvation. A little wine makes the soul of the servant. The eyes fly open and the man knows everything, good and evil.
Thank you.
your flashy old ones with bastards. Before they blind us with fascination, we have a vision. Jeremiah told us yesterday, remember?
Here we go again. Another day from the second half after the vision. You believe the words of the master.
God bless the Lord. Behold, these bastards of faith. He offers the first fruit upon the altar. The one was acceptable, full of fresh, first-rate faith. What the other owner God had no regard. Granted the rotten fruit unfit for divine consumption.
A clear case of fruit basket upset.
Then the word of the Lord came. The sinners of Jerusalem are rotten. The seed and blackened will be despised as threatened from the altar. But the disciplined souls of the exile are in good faith. The chosen of the Lord. We are the Christians, for so says the Lord.
Thank you.
hear sackcloth. And that you kept your mouth to the letter. And you abstained from all evil thoughts.
Oh, well, I'm good. That's good.
By our word, it's very simple. We must keep the law. Keep the law and judge the world. Oh, we are. We're the agents of God.
Oh, 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 oh. There are the tidings. Johnny Old Jerusalem. Well, where does the law? Of course, it says. You have left exiles in Babylon to those whom I have sent into exile.
Well,
I
mean, you only expect to fan nails in the case.
Thus says the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, built your own houses, made your dwelling small.
But God! Where were most of the alien land? I will live a curse of the mark of. Licking his footstool and sifting his feet.
Tomorrow we shall go. Tomorrow is the day of our exodus, the day of atonement, the day of deliverance. Tomorrow, God
will not see the covenant. God is faithful. We will not let us suffer what we can bear. We are.
Find gardens and vineyards. Enjoy the fruit of the land. Hey, try to say. Enjoy the fruit of the vineyard and obey the will of the Lord. Marry and have children, be fruitful and multiply, be blessed and prosperous.
Paul, Henry, so Paul, so to be called. Thank you. Thank you. Indulgences for animal bones. As soon as the bones on the altar rattle, boo, the lad comes to finish the battle.
Thank you.
so. It's always so. It's the feast of the Lord, the Day of the Atonement, with his annual instinct for blood return. It's always so, or so you think. Why else would you placate God as a sullen vampire of providence?
Black belief. God will always answer our sacrifices. He is our God. He gives us life through him. What answer us?
We're out of visions, Lord. Except this goat head as a token of our starvation diet and save us from Nebuchadnezzar.
No! Your neutral medic finds in your astronomic voice. Thank God, fury of you.
Your sacrifices are but the withered questions of your ancestors. God can destroy this temple and build it again in 3 days. God can sacrifice his son for sin. The suffering witness is a scapegoat banished to the demons of exile, laden with the grim guilt of death. God is home. Then there is grace. 3 days grace, or 3 and a half.
With the first cold mountain and slip of thick black waters of chaos and rain made wave upon wave of his own life. Here God lives, but God cannot die. He is our God. Yes, this is his presence. The first point of contact between heaven and earth, the first dry land to appear, but drawn by the humbling spirit of God's church and lightness. As the celestial stars intone their songs, and thrones above the ancient throne, the song is over.
The flood is past. Now the fire of God's wrath consumes the parched rooms of a dying race.
Nebuchadnezzar is but a handy card, if possible. God is here. God is with us. Emmanuel is our watch light. Emmanuel is our watchword. The temple must stand. Immaculate, immortal, invincible,
intolerable.
Emmanuel! Emmanuel must save from his terrible battle in the sky. Your giant from the other river, the faster than you have any more time. But he can never simplify it, but he can never talk his way far. And he can never die of the silence.
Must die here.
Die central.
He must.
But he won't.
Now by the sons of serpents and generations of fighters and death in house, your sanctified corruption is a stubble-headed monster. Your baptism of Baal means death without resurrection. Sacred stones cannot defend this holy hill.
Grimly worded creatures are useless weapons against the mortal curse of Nebuchadnezzar, against the abomination that desolates.
Construct and sanctified society is fatal. No charismatic monarchy, no heaven-sent democracy is immune from the delusion of invincibility.
From the rot of empire decay.
What rot?
We have the truth and the truth will make us free.
To possess the truth itself is a precarious privilege beyond compare.
We're breaking indeed the united voice of the law. But love alone discerns its goal. Faith alone can grasp its motivations and confess over the danger of bigotry. Epileptic fits of self-complacency.
Thy heart is doomed. It has to be.
Not damned. You hear it. Spinning venom words to Jeremiah, your father. God damn you, do you hear it?
Thank you. Israel, salute.
God, Negro, obey the image of Nebuchadnezzar. Obey the mighty God of Babylon or die.
Only at the point of the sword.
Never. When you run out of Negro, take an animal. Acknowledge your master, your king in the image of God. Negro, your king is a soul. A place is lying in the hands of Yahweh to purge his people from impenitence. So, then why will be thrown in your face?
A prophet's word must come true.
Where is your God? Yahweh.
Wherever you seek him with all your heart.
I seek him with my soul. Where is he? Where?
In this temple, he has caused his name to dwell in Jehovah and in his own.
Who will? The holy temple of Yah. The God is being crude before the curiosity of an unseen God be saved by the vanity of his own. Imagine now. And of course, unseen deity, his invisibility protected by an opaque veil, his presence made obvious by its absence. So that the will of man can satisfy him, the convenience of worship can satisfy his mortal humor, for it is his one and his kind. Come now, priest. Where can we meet this God of yours? Perhaps he's gone on a journey, or maybe he's seeking an assistance. Perhaps he's relieving himself somewhere. Or maybe he's just plain lost. How do you know? How do you know this blind is empty? Once a year, the sweet reverend. He came in the black sun, white-haired and sitting before his throne. When he was silent, absolutely, his new life will freeze him in a violent passage of lost the invisibility of these five twinkling birds. Nothing, placated by an action, nothing. It becomes more ludicrous by a moment.
Oh, he's going to be a kid in my Lord's blood and blood.
Quiet. Let this be now with his gift. We shall have proper reverence in all of us. You and my priest do the investment. It is easy and right that we enter the bed.
My
death go dead? No. I must be holy, my victim. I must put my foot on the neck of my victim, another degraded deity of human imagination. Enter!
Would you like me out of it?
Please, open the curtain. Let the show begin, or you die instead.
It may not be
a it moment. Shall be! I have spoken.
Never before has there
been a king like Nebuchadnezzar. Born of martyrs, begotten of martyrs, nursed at the breast of a god, and born on evil wings to earth. Now go speed. The consequence of making a fearful romance is ever the same again.
Not true, protected by your own distorted countenance.
I am no ordinary man. Stop!
You haven't recovered from any threatened by the plague and vanity or even death. Some likely old thing.
Go on. Have what?
Been engulfed by unholy fireworks, provoked by that receiver who bends prison deep to darkness.
I fear no man or God. I am a God. I have scattered your armies and trapped your walls and crushed your God and scattered your people throughout my realm. And now you dare to try and prevent me. Oh, let your God bear his disgrace without real time vacillation.
I might be wrong. Why? Exactly. It's dangerous. Because we want this for our cause.
The people hearken may close their eyes. Father!
Help us in the name of the Lord who made heaven and earth. Oh, Lord, have mercy upon us.
Attention, men. I shall enter the Holy of Holies. Raise my stand.
Oh, King, have mercy upon us.
Now the prophet.
Oh, Lord, have mercy upon us.
I am a God.
I sit to the feet of the God, in the heart of the sea, and in the height of the north. All the earth is mine. Now, in the gesture of magnanimity, I, the great king of Babylon, will bathe the record in glorious array, the hovel of an unseen God, the girl of the elusive God. All the curious are invited. Let us behold the bowl of Israel. And the bowl of Israel, hidden behind the veil of his blind vanity. No worse. Let faith rule. I am faith.
Back in the holy ashes, perhaps Yahweh will hear us coming. Let me taste of the sacramental bread. In remembrance of the dead God of Israel, is there no sacred wine? Sing it, and burn light. It might blind their own God.
Now, the circle. Into the holy place. Let my ears approach.
Hold the earth wine!
Three. Open the church. And shall behold the God of you.
Nothing. You go away and see
them. Never. Nothing but a harmless empty drum, waiting for a worthy offer, waiting for me.
Raise my hand.
Third, better still, let me rise.
Oh, my Lord, you are fool.
I am a God. I shall ascend this height in majesty and receive the honor of Yahweh's name. Behold the signet of perfection, wisdom, and honor, and glory. Bow down before your God, the God of God and the Lord of Lords, the God of God and the Lord of Lords.
Thank you.
your conduct is worthless. Your life is a worthless thought to the residue of Israel.
When your quake fall in action, fire fall in anger.
Just a silent voice from the soul. Our disgrace is enough to occupy our minds. Then go. And Ezekiel, you stammering idiot, what cruel fate, stumbling upon what is going to happen and has happened to us, what cruel joy stands within you now, what satire marks your lips today, what you are doing.
Let alone. In truth, Caleb, your own words convict you. Every man to himself, the sinner for his sin, a light that is God.
Your voice.
No, Lord, how?
And you shall know. I am the Lord.
No, you who are afraid.
But why? Why did the divine have to call us speech?
Shall I have done? In the midst of death, by the light, my hidden symbol of the resurrection,
a cryptic portent of the spirit's advent in water.
Again.
The witness of this fugitive restrained in 3 days' flight, released as you born image in truth and make his heart, and bind the promise of God above.
Have I been suffering through this last hour in agony and woe?
The empathy of the executioner.
Impairing your own heart
against the law.
Divine suicide!
Is there one who finds all?
God is gone. He is alone. Without an answer.
I am the answer. The immediate word. I watch for another way, disturbing the ashes of death with painful gasps of alarm.
Earth around is sin.
Beyond the heavens of written.
They fail to see
flesh and sin you join within the potter's couple hands to form a vessel new.
And the seed goes to the pot.
You deserve it.
It is pleasure. He comes like clay in his hands and pours the green across the mirror.
The guilt is from our fathers, the burden still our own.
Yet here's another fact that our channel father, the joke of the prince.
He sins with a high hand, exposes his life and face the horses of death. But you will not be to a higher force who find a covenant of peace.
That will have much to offer the guilt now.
And perhaps to one.
One soul.
A rebel of Adam's seed must hear the song of tune before I am lifted up.
Come.
We shall see the king.
Not normal.
nothing that so much as fire or think. Some secret mystery arose which was buffeting his brain in feverish anticipation.
Tell the man or you can have to go.
Bound by his normal habit of burying himself in peace, exhorting himself against every so-called thought, against every sacred office of wisdom, he rose. For church wisdom, he rose. And took his seat in the temple of God, took his seat on the throne of Yahweh, and proclaimed himself God.
Two, three, strike.
fallen angel.
Or something.
Why did you get up here with all your ugly attendants?
I've been here all the while. I just talked to you the way.
Oh, yeah. Fire in heaven. Now kneel. St. Neil. Somebody get that on the phone. I see the groans of men are sweeping home to the and as the ghost of God, the dragon of disaster. Fish were thrown from heaven, tearing jaws apart, casting warriors into shoal. The blazing wrath of God must be his holiness for the end, another day.
Majestic, strong of irony, when insanity meets insanity. The one assuming the name of God, denying his dusty origin. The other degrading human stock, proclaiming himself a son of man. The one presuming to speak for God, the other for man in mortal extremity. Unresolved in a conflict of will, but bound by the rough terms of guilt. The father of insanity and glory.
I don't know what you're talking about. I fear getting cold again. Now, why didn't you kneel, old man? It's only proper and all that. Besides, it makes me very naughty. Now, in the name of Marduk, kneel. Let all adore him.
One God only will I adore. Yahweh, God of Israel. He who sits enthroned as God above the flaming cherubim.
From his high assembly chair of finest, I find the 70 crowns go against that institution's banishment of the world of order I prevail.
But the sword unsheathed at your command, to punish to the full his chosen men must now be forfeited. Yahweh is my God, not an insane king.
Captain, do we know Yahweh? Was he a member of the heavenly council? Or some foundling?
Well, I beseech you. To profane his holy altar in Jerusalem. Burned his holy shrine, he courted his people, and brought his throne to Babylon to multiply his glory.
And it didn't have a footstool.
That was peculiar, wasn't it? No footstool. No footstool anywhere.
Poor man. Searching for something you'll never find. Something irrevocably lost.
He deserves no pity. This is his just reward, the outgrowth of his inner disposition, the center of his normal mind exposed, without the brightness, hypocrisy of fear, the mask of decorum that hides the nature of our blood.
Your stately posture doesn't hide the satire of your soul. Look, man's sympathy rises. As awkward, inexplicable acts of history leave one docile pawn of calamity.
Docile? A dog, yes.
Fire off, staring me as though I were a rebel. Look at all my rebels. The spoils of fallen God. But I am a God. And it isn't polite to stare at God.
It shouldn't be permitted.
I have to kill you. I've killed many foolish people who dared to look at God. And I am God. God! God!
Curse has come full circle.
The anathemas of heaven have fallen, encircling this king and his son. He above all displays his greatness of man. His place. All that man is. In him Adam lives and lives on.
What? He has known the measure of our imperfection.
Creature, you mean God can't tell the difference between his blood and ours?
Between his sin and ours, his heritage and ours.
And God speak more than God is holy enough, long is it ever just a question of being a little less evil or a little less presumptuous
or a little more human? The question of justice is equal.
Life hangs in the balance. One way or the other.
Then my only unconcern is but another child of blind audacity.
I don't know what you're talking about. But I'm God after all.
I know everything.
I know everything. Good and evil alike.
The guilt is his and ours.
The curse is his and ours.
The curse of Lawrence Bannon, fostered by the greed of his hand. The curse of Cain and his son, found and laid in the crucible. The curse of Lawrence Bannon.
opposed by our victors, we rule. Curse of final alienation, born of rebellion and acts sacrilegious. And the curse of insanity, roused by the fetish of infallibility.
How will it end? Years of perplexing agony and the curse of a madman at large.
Exile, exile without end. The servants of Israel abroad, the meaning of hope forgotten. Despair, our only companion, died erased from our dreams.
Prophet, you dumbfounded to say I told you so.
The abyss of guilt too dark to know that God stays at the end. God has an ending. He feels the pain. Our role is to suffer. To suffer with us. We are old enough to have a comprehensive cause. The cause of suffering. Death.
And repentance.
Sympathy.
This is the virus that is important. Our broken bodies are our war cries, crying for sympathy from the skies for every soul that dies.
No man wants to die. This man must be insane.
Insane people must die.
They give God a bad name.
I am God, a great God. People don't understand God. Why don't you? Why don't you worship me? Look at all my fallen gods prostrate before me. Before me! You stare down at me as though I were odd. An odd God.
One God has not fallen.
No! You fool, there's nothing there. That is an empty throne.
Then you have failed. One God has eluded you, and one God is enough.
No, none of these things. I am the highest God. Where? Right here. Where? Don't try and trick me. I know. Are you he? Are you? No, you're a miserable man. You'll die anyway. You must die. My victim. Israel!